Flip some papers. These are incurred. Today's date is 26 December 2022. Dictation is for Ms. Rhonda Carrasco. Carrasco spells C-A-R-R-A-S-C-O. Rhonda spells H-O-N-D-A. Date of birth is 01/30/1969. This is a 53-year young lady here for a follow-up period. Patient stated that she was here around 12/17/2022. Had some labs drawn. Is here to follow up on these labs. Next paragraph, review systems, all systems were reviewed, patient reports, runny nose. She said she has taken Rivent in the past, but her insurance will not pay for it. I would like to have something different, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, a physical exam, she's alert oriented, no acute distress, vital signs are as follows, O2 stat is 96% of room air, blood pressure 143/95, pulse 101, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph. Nose, clear discharge, no erythematous or edematous turbinates, nares are congested. Next paragraph, skin abrasions, lacerations, macules, papules, no vesicles, ebullite, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no anthalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented 93, cranial nerves 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is rhinitis, and assessment number two, hyperglycemia. Correction, diabetes, myelitis, poor control, poor med compliance. Next assessment, hypercholesterolemia. This is improving compared to last visit for routine follow-up. Next paragraph, patient was given a prescription of Singulair. 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, she was educated extensively on allergic rhinitis and conservative medicine she can take to self-treat. She was also advised of the importance of medication compliance with her metformin. She says she has been taking it only once a day because she says she don't like the weight fee. She was offered another medication in place of metformin, but she declined. I will see her again in 3 months and repeat labs and at the time we make some decisions as to whether or not to add something different to metformin or just do dual medication approach, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none in the dictation.